Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. You don't need a podcast that adds more to your plate or your to-do list. You need one that builds trust while you serve your clients, take a walk, go shopping, or even just rest. So let's talk about how to create that kind of podcast. This episode is going to be what it really looks like to create a podcast that works for you and your business, not just one more thing to manage or something that you dread doing and you wake up thinking, I have to record a podcast episode. No, I want this to be a tool that you actually enjoy using because you know it works for you. Now, will it work overnight? No, it does take time. Has it worked overnight? Sure. I mean, anything is possible. You do have to go into podcasting knowing that it does take time. But I want to walk you through the strategy and the way to be supported and the systems that can make it possible for you. And that also includes my VIP launch experience that I'm so excited to offer and who it's designed for. But first, let's talk about the two different kinds of podcasts that I see women creating. So these are going to be very technical terms, so stick with me. So the first one we have is the, I'm putting these in air quotes, but the Wing It podcast. These are your podcast hosts who, they're very casual, they're unstructured, they're kind of just like driven by whatever they want to say, whatever inspires them, whatever's on their mind. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes we get to the point where we kind of lose what we're talking about, or we lose the reason we started it. Or maybe it's the opposite, and it's the pressure to be visible. Like, she just has to have a podcast to be heard, and she records her episodes on the whim or wherever she has time because, you know, the kids need to get to bed and it's at midnight. And I've had clients that have done this, and I just like felt so bad for them because they would literally say in their podcast episode, I'm recording this at 1 a.m. And I thought, what on earth? So these types of Wing It podcasts, they start off very strong. They're excited. They're loving it. And then once they really get into it and realize how much it takes, it starts to fizzle out. And these are the ones that they just hurt my heart. Their weekly episodes just start to become here and there. And then they start to skip weeks and sometimes even months before they even realize it. And then they decide they just need to stop. And there's just no thought, or not even a thought. And I don't want to say thought. Sorry, that was wrong. But more of like, there's just no priority to it. Like, it's just kind of when it happens type of podcast. And it wasn't, it just wasn't set as a priority. Then you have the second type, which is the very strategic podcast. It's built based on the message that you want to share. There's a strategy and a system so that every episode is batched ahead of time. And even if it's not batched, it's recorded ahead of time. It's scheduled. It's on the calendar so that they're never missed. It's not a, oh, I forgot to record an episode. No, the episodes are mapped out in a strategic funnel order that's tied directly to your offers, so that your episodes will sell for you. And the podcast becomes this priority because it is the main part of the marketing in your business. And we want to get it to where, I mean, basically if the podcast goes, everything goes. So it always comes first, which makes everything so much easier. Now, can you guess which one of those podcasts helps build a business? The Wing It podcast or the strategic podcast? You know, I'm not even going to confirm your answer because here's the deal. I see so many, even clients, but a lot, even podcasts I listen to, they're winging it. And I did have a lot of clients who would do this, and I could honestly kick myself for not developing my strategy and my framework to help them sooner. I now have that positioned in my offers to help them so they don't get burnt out. I had a lot to learn as well. And maybe what I call my little midlife crisis at the beginning of the year woke me up because I thought I needed to pivot my business so that I could help people in a more meaningful way. But maybe all I needed to really do was think of how I was serving my clients. I just wanted to help my clients get their podcast out there, but I never really considered what they may have been struggling with on the back end. And that's on me. And I honestly hold a lot of guilt, but I'm trying to realize that all I can do is move forward and help whoever I work with now. And so if I hadn't gone through this little midlife crisis, I don't know why I call it that, but I feel like it was, I would not have struggled myself. And then I had to have leaned on podcasts to help bring me out of it, which opened my eyes as to what makes podcasting work. And for those of you who have missed my whole midlife crisis story, oh my gosh, I think I'm being a bit dramatic, but I basically went through a little tough time at the end of 2024. I was trying to run my business and support my clients and help my parents during my dad's fight with cancer. I took on way too many clients and I had a structure, but not really a structure built for what I was doing in my business, much less being able to help my clients structure their podcast to help their business. So I basically thought that I needed to pivot and I needed to create courses on how to start businesses because my business allowed me to be with my parents. And I mean, I could go on and on and on, but that's basically the gist of it. I thought I needed to do more. And then I was like, what am I doing? And it just kind of all woke me up to being, you know, it's not that that part of my business that I thought I wanted to do didn't work. It just wasn't aligned. I wasn't aligned with it. I tried so hard to make it work, but podcasting just kept coming back into my life. And I kept thinking, well, I'm going to start a podcast. And I kind of miss helping people launch a podcast. Could I do that on the side of this? And I was like, "It, you know what? I'm going to dive head first back into rebuilding my business, but this time making sure that I not only do it the way that's best for me, but I also have figured out a way to better support my clients and really make a podcast work for them. So I am determined no podcast gets left behind." Sorry, that phrase was used in education back in the day. We used to say no child left behind. I think it was like some kind of, anyway, sorry. But that is why I'm so passionate about how podcasts can work in your marketing. If you didn't listen to last week's episode about binging podcast, go listen because I share how it just swung the door right open for me to change how podcasts work for us and why I'm restructuring my business and why I'm starting this new podcast and all of the things. So I want to get into basically how strategy and support can really help you with your podcast. So a podcast doesn't have to be overwhelming. A lot of people will go, you know, though I will hear it all the time. I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to do. They just start with like this overwhelming feeling, but it's only because you don't know what you don't know. But what I do know is that a podcast does have to have strategy. And so many people start one without it. They think, I just need a podcast. I just need to start talking. And you can't. So to answer my own question from earlier about which one of those podcasts, the Wing It podcast or the Strategic podcast, obviously strategy is needed. If you already have a podcast or maybe you did before, like I did, what kind do you have or what kind did you have? Because you may have stopped because you were the Wing It podcaster and it just didn't work. Or I want you to think of your favorite podcast that you go back to all the time to listen. Does it sound more off the cuff or does it sound more like they have a plan? I mean, obviously some of the, even, you know, and I just thought of this, but like some of these influencers are now starting podcasts, but they clearly know what they're talking about going into it, but they're not really building it for their business. So those types of Wing It podcasts are going to be a lot different. I am talking to those of you who want to use it as part of your marketing. Winging it is not going to work. Okay. Now I will say those hobby podcasts, if it's not directly related to their business, yes, they can just turn on the mic and start talking and just see where the episode goes. But if you want to use it for your marketing, if you want to use it to market your services, your offers, we have to have a strategy and we have to have it planned out. I like to help my clients and even myself plan out a quarter's worth of content so you can see, and each month has its own little funnel. And I went back and I think I went more in depth into that in another episode, but I will get into it more in the future. But each month has a little theme. It all funnels to your offer and it just makes it so much easier to plan your content. So when you think of your podcast as part of your marketing funnel and a funnel within it, your podcast can work for you. It can sell for you. And that is what I bring into my VIP launch experience. Before you ever hit record, we get very clear on your audience and what they need to hear or why they need to hear what you have to offer and how your episodes support your offer, the format that feels best and fits your voice, and how to build your episodes in a way that funnels them into your offers using the framework that I give you. Then once what I call the pre-work is complete, so if you've downloaded my private podcast, you've completed half of that pre-work. And the other part is we meet on a call and we build your strategy and we build your episodes and then you record them. And once all of that pre-work is complete, you already have a scheduled VIP week with me on my calendar where I spend that week working on your show. I devote my time to your show. I'm not working on other clients at that time. I'm building it on the back end, all your assets, your intro, your outro, your trailer. I'm setting up your hosting platform. I'm submitting it to all the podcast players, even the little bitty tiny players that most hosts don't even think to submit their show to. I see so many DIY podcasters just doing Spotify and they don't even think that, oh, I'm missing out on half the other people who only listen to Apple. And not only that, there's little bitty podcast players that other people, there are probably, I would say about 30% of podcast listeners. I am completely making that number up because I know about 35 to 37% listen on Spotify and the same on Apple, which would leave about, you know, 30 to 40% of other podcast players. I make sure that it's on all of them. So these are just little things that you don't think about when you try to do it yourself. It's not just the editing and the production and the show notes, but it includes all of that. Things that you don't want to learn, have to learn. You just want to get your show up and record like the expert you are. And that's what it looks like to work with me. I have my VIP launch experience. It's that 1 week done for you launch. We do start with the pre-work phase, which is about 2 weeks before that. You get a strategy session. You get guided planning. I walk you through everything with videos before we meet on a call or even after, whatever, however that call fits. It takes you about 2 weeks to do your pre-work. You can get it done sooner if you want to. And then you have your VIP week and then everything is ready to launch. You will have a strategy. You have 4 episodes that go out on your launch day plus 2 more months already given to you. So you know what you're recording after that. But as my client, you walk away with clarity. You're more confident because you know what you're going to record. You know when you're recording. You have a podcast that's already going to be doing the heavy lifting for you. And you even get access to my custom GPTs that I have worked so hard to strategically train to help you come up with even more content after your launch. They optimize the SEO, optimize the episodes. I have other custom GPTs that will take your transcripts and repurpose them into blog posts and emails, even social media content. And it's all written in your voice because it took your transcript. It's not coming up with words. And here's what I've done in these GPTs because it drives me crazy. I constantly tell it, do not say this word. If I see one more person say you're not broken, I know it was ChatGPT. And that's okay. We're using ChatGPT, but when you see words that everyone else is using, it kind of, So I train my GPTs to not use those words. And every time I start to see more words that sound like others, I go into mine and I say, please do not say this. But my goal for you is to have something that works for your business. And it's not just another thing that we have to add to our to-do list. In fact, it could actually save you time if you really sit down and think, maybe even for these next few weeks, you document how much time you're spending on coming up with content for your business. If you're not coming up with content, you're not marketing. And if you're really taking like 2 or 3 hours a week, and you may not even realize you're taking up that much time, so do a time on it. If you're taking, let's just say, an hour to create a reel, it could take you 20, 30 minutes to record a podcast episode. And then you get a blog, then you get your reels, then you get everything else. You're not having to come up with that content. I mean, yeah, you have to still create the graphic or the reel itself, but that's a little bit easier than having to figure out, well, what am I going to say? And what's the caption? You already have all of that. I want it to be something that you know you want to do because it's going to help you with your business and you know it's going to work for you. So if you are ready to build that kind of platform using your voice, getting that message that you want to say out and it just in a much deeper level. I could never have put everything I just word vomited to you in a Instagram carousel. It would have been very watered down, very bulleted, not even enough. But if you want that, if you want to have this platform, if you've been thinking about a podcast, if you even considered, well, I might someday, think about what it could do if it sold for you. Think about what it could do if it had, if you had these episodes that people could go back to and binge, and before they knew it, they are ready to hire you and you didn't even have to get on a call with them yet. The call with them is just to basically answer their questions. If that sounds like something you want to do, I invite you to apply for my VIP launch experience. I would love to help you. The link is in the show notes. Check out whatever all is included. You already have a message. I want to build that platform for you. I would love to help you do it. All you have to do is go visit the page I link in the show notes. Book a call with me. Everything is included on the Work With Me page. Everything I offer is on there. It should answer every question, but any questions and it doesn't, we hop on a call to make sure that not only I answer your questions, but if we're a good fit. I want you to want to work with me as much as I want to work with you. We will build the strategy. I will help you make podcasting simple. And let's just submit your marketing overall. Click the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to work with you.